This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And yes, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And seriously, hey, I want to I want to give you a heartfelt thank you to my listeners, to the people that watch us, I guess it is, and I don't get the whole watching thing, okay? I'm not the best looking guy in the room. And I know some of you get irritated that the camera's not on and all this other stuff, but we've only been, I think over the last, figures it would do that to me. It just reset itself. Maybe it ran out of numbers. I don't know. But the long and the short of it, we've had in the last week, and especially over the last two nights, where we've done broadcasting live on Facebook, we have reached over a million people in two nights. I shouldn't say that. That's not totally true. We've reached well over 500,000 people in two nights. So, you know, ultimately, I just want to say to you, thank you. Because it means a lot. I mean, it means somebody's paying attention. And I appreciate it. I just need to say I appreciate it. It's really that simple. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. They do a great job in producing the show. You know, we were with... Man, that's bad. I got to go back to school for the English. Anyway, we were with another group before, and I'm not gonna be nasty towards them. All I'm gonna say is these guys obviously care. They don't get enough. All they get, you know, a lot of these guys get yelled at by the so-called what we call the talent. anyway, we're all a mouth. What we call the talent. And, you know, they do the best. They get yelled at on a regular basis. And I appreciate what they do for me because the show couldn't go out to you. This isn't just a podcast, people. The show couldn't go out to you on satellite and to your stations and everything else without the guys at the other end that are running the boards and that kind of thing, making sure that our message gets out, that it's clear, that the quality's good, that kind of stuff. All right? So, you know, you got to give them a shot from time to time. If I could buy them coffee, I would, but I can't. They're too far away. But other than that, thanks again. Thanks for being with me tonight and for helping us reach well over a million this week alone on Facebook. Well, I really, really, really appreciate that very much. Anyway, back to business. How's that? Again, appreciate the time that you spend with me. I appreciate that. Let your friends, your loved ones, your enemies, your non-enemies, whatever, know about the show. I do appreciate it. Tonight we're going to talk, you know, last week I had a bunch of I refuse to call them African-American guests, okay? First off, I had a bunch of Americans on the show last week, and the majority of them happened to be black, all right? And I won't say happen. I did it on purpose, right? Because I'm tired of getting emails from some of you that say, you know, you can't talk about the black issues. You can't talk about what's going on in the black community. You're not black. And I can't win for a loser because I talk about women's issues. I don't have a uterus, so stop talking about women. I mean, if I read, and I used to do it, I don't do it anymore. If I read some of the comments and some of the emails that I got, and I may start doing that in the last hour of the show, because it was a lot of fun. Some of these people are whacked. Anyway, if I read some of these things to you, you'd say, oh my God, these people have an IQ of 2.5. Because if I use their logic, right, stop telling me about my male white privilege. Because if you're a young Hispanic woman, you have no clue about my male white privilege, according to you. I'm just using the same guidelines you use. So if that's the case, you are wrong. As we like to say, you're dead wrong. So it either applies to everybody the same way or it doesn't. It really is that simple. And again, like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you give me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and that kind of stuff. Let's hit some of these because I know when I bring on Corey Duncan will join me after the first break here. We're not going to play around. We're not going to dance around the issue. Don't do that. Doesn't work for me. I want to hit some of these issues that are going on out there. There's the boss in me there. I want to hit some of the issues. Look, I know some of you don't agree with me, but I'm just going to keep putting it out there because I believe, this commentator believes it to be true. I am so tired. Everybody's cheering today that the delegates have been unhooked and they no longer have to vote for Trump, as the nominee because they've been unhitched by the court, if you would, which is really weird because courts usually do not get involved in party politics. They usually just don't. They back away from it and say, you guys already get your stuff done. You know, you've got your bylaws. Live by the bylaws and the discussion. But apparently the Virginia judge has said, no, you don't have to vote for who the people want you to vote for. I'm sorry, and I know some of you are not going to like this, but you're hypocrites. We've been screaming as conservative Republicans, they need to do our wills. Our representatives need to do the will we send them to do. They need to do the business we ask them to do for us. So the bottom line is this. If now they're asking or telling us they don't want to do what we sent them to do, they don't want to vote for the people that we told them to vote for, go away. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Go away. Right? You're a hypocrite when you say to me, hey, you know what? Our party's not paying attention to us. They're not doing what the people want them to do. And you go down this whole line of how we're being ignored. And then you fight for the right for a delegate not to vote the people's will. What on what planet does that make sense? Matter of fact, my favorite one is, how much coke do you have to snort to get that to make sense? Because I don't think this is enough. So my bottom line, now I don't care if it's Trump, Frank, John, or whoever it is. If you're a delegate and you don't cast your vote, your first vote, at least for the person that you were sent there to vote for, you should be fired. You shouldn't hold that position. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Corey Duncan joins me at the beginning of the next hour. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I love having this guy on the show, okay? Because, let me tell you what, I never have to worry about him holding anything back, you know? I'm going to go make me a ham and cheese sandwich after I ask him a question, because I know he's got a lot to say about it. We lovingly refer to him as our Mad Black Man from Baltimore. We have got Corey Duncan on with us. Corey, again, thanks for joining me today.
To come on the great real side.
Thank you. I very much appreciate that. Your check's in the mail. So, you know, the last time you were on was last Tuesday. We've had some things happen since last Tuesday. And the thing I love about all of this is I have had Americans on that happen to be black all week long. Okay. And some of the nasty emails I've got from people. And I even played some of the clips, if you caught last night's show, I was playing some of the clips about some, I don't say famous, but well-to-do people in the black community. They're talking, hey, people, the problem isn't the police. The problem is how we act in our communities, what we do in our communities. Now, being the what do you call me, the whitey, apparently I'm not allowed to talk about that stuff. You think these guys, is there any truth to what these guys are saying about taking control of your community like you should?
Well, I won't give a commentary on it. I'll try to give a short summary of it. No, what the problem of it is that you have a lot of people, well, a lot of my fellow black Americans that live in these situations. And what they have done is, because of the bleeding heart liberal, they have allowed them to find loopholes and play games with the system. And that's what the problem is. It's not that there's police. And I tried to educate someone on, you know, I was talking about this at least 10 years ago. And I told them, and it flashed up a post on Facebook today, actually. And it's about federalizing police. And I told them, I said, that's what the master plan is. I have friends that worked in COG. COG is a continuity of government program. And that's what these kind of things are in it. Where it's though that they take and the rule of law, if it's the rule of law is lost, then they come out with martial law. And I keep trying to explain to people that you think that you're crying about the civilian police force. The civilian police force is not the problem. The problem is the people of the United States that's been babied and pandered by this president. This president has no recollection of the Constitution or the rule of law. And that's what the problem is. That's why you see all this chaos and things going on in Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago. You see these things going on, but you don't see them going on in places like Texas or Arizona or places like this, because it's not ruled by a bunch of crazy, delusional liberals or run by some race car carrying black politician that claims he's for the black community, but he's robbing them, i.e. Elijah Cummings. But I won't go there. I'll let you proceed.
Well, I say, I'm watching all this stuff all week long. I'm listening to many, not all. I don't want to paint like that, but many of the black community coming out and saying, you know, that the bottom line with this, we have systemic racism in our police departments. They're out looking for us. They're out basically hunting for us. And I don't see it. And look, and I know people say it's not fair. You're not black. You don't live our life. You don't understand what it's like to be black. You're right. I don't, which is why I bring people like you on to discuss it. So I don't really know. I don't understand. I just don't believe. And Corey, you know, we've been friends long enough now. You know, straighten me out if I'm wrong. I do not believe that the police of this country are out. Even the majority of them, even a large percentage of them, are out. You know, at night, putting on the uniform, thinking, "Let's see what black man I can find a way to kill today."
No, it's not like that at all. The problem of it is that you have a lot of people. They want something for nothing. I'm not going to say all black Americans are like this, but at least 90% of them, ever since this man has gotten office, they believe that I should have a job making $100,000 a year, but I got a second grade, a third grade education. I mean, as I told you before on previous shows, the arithmetic doesn't add up. And first of all, you have to take and apply yourself. And a lot of these people, you know, it burns me up. And I try to not use any profanity on your show.
Please
but
don't.
It burns me up. It's like this one gentleman, like this one guy that, the Black Lives Matter guy, gentleman that had got arrested. And Barack Obama stood up and calls him a hero. Are you serious? Why, I'm going to tell you even go further. The Baltimore City Public School System hired this fool for a teaching job making $100,000 a year. And he's out doing this kind of stuff, and you got him in the school system. You know, I saw a show last night on Fox, and he was there in the background applauding and clapping. I'm like, why is this man out? Where is his job at? Why is he showing up all these places? Where are these people's jobs at? Why do they not have jobs? I know I go to work, come home, and I'm tired. I'm too tired to be out there standing with a picket sign. I mean, really? Really? I mean, and you know, I have to go back to a comment that someone said about Barack is giving black people. Barack hasn't given black people. people like myself nothing but a pain in the you know where and a terrible migraine headache. Why don't he? I cannot wait until this man. I have to be careful about what I say because I know he's Secret Service.
Please.
But I cannot wait until this man leaves office because it's almost like he's trying. And I hate to be the helicopter crowd, the black helicopter crowd. But this man acts like he. I mean, I wouldn't be scared. I wouldn't be scared to say that he would make a situation so he can stay in office and suspend the two conventions. Because the thing of it is this man you cannot be trusted. And remember what Eric Holder said a long time ago about taking advantage of chaos or mayhem. And you know they will do it. They will do it if they have to. And my thing of it is you have to watch it because if I try to explain to my mom the same thing. He's a good manipulator. He's very good. And what he does, he plays both sides. He goes to one side and the police is on the back. Then he goes on the other side. And chance for homegrown, they're no better than the SLA. They're no better than them. And it's almost like we've gone back to the 60s again, and this is when Nixon had came into office. So, you know, not to say that Trump would be Nixon, but the same thing, it's almost like we're in reverse.
Oh, my God, but Nixon, geez, I mean, sweet Jesus, Nixon was a saint, an angel next to what this woman has been doing.
The times are, and if history perceives me correctly, this is when we needed a sheriff to come in and straighten this out before it gets haywire, because it's haywire. And I mean, I God bless all of the police, firemen, and all of my fellow Marines, or whatever. It's just crazy what we have to go through now. And, you figure this guy, the one officer, he did two tours, I think, in Iraq. Come home, he gets killed by some fool or some nut.
I know, just crazy. Hey, take a deep breath. Keep the passion. We're coming back after the break. I got a lot more I want to talk to you about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Corey Duncan joins us out of Baltimore. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You tiny-brained whappers of other people's bottoms.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
Hey, we're going in.
Yeah, there you go. So, hey, Daniel.
We are back. Sorry for that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're always, you should be listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation. I don't care if you hop up to the chat room, therealside.com, whether you do it in Facebook, because you know, you've got the live chat under that Facebook thing, or as my mother calls it, the Facebook. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. Always a pleasure to have him with me. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, thanks so much for being with me tonight.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Come on.
Now, Corey, I understand that you've lost a few brain cells and you've decided to go to the Republican convention.
Yes, I will be attending there. Me and a couple of my colleagues and family friends will be attending it next week, and it's going to be very interesting. They talk about it's going to be like 1968 or whatever. I don't think it's going to be 1968 at all. I mean, it's a clear-cut choice, and Paul Ryan, if he don't like it, he can go jump in a lake or whatever. You know, who cares? We don't care anymore, and what it is, and it's, you know, it's going to be all-out war now because Hillary has defied the rule of law. And she should be locked up and arrested. And then she teams up with the guy from The Simpsons today, not Moe, but the guy that ran, I forgot his name, that runs the power plant, because that's exactly who he looks like. You know, this man didn't have a job until he was, what, 40? I mean, I don't understand the liberal thinking. And I've been trying to go out here and try to figure out, why would you vote Democrat? Why would you vote for liberals? I mean, even a person that's a minority, why would you do that? Why? I mean, look, I pointed out
Wait a minute. You speak to that, to the minority population or the minority group. They really believe that the Clintons are there to help them. They really believe that the Democrats are here to help them. How would you dispel that?
They don't believe that the Clintons are here to help them. Trust me. They Hillary or Trump. But they're only going with Hillary because of party affiliation. That's the only reason. And what I'm trying to do, trying to sway some people, is try to point out the rights and wrongs of not the Clintons, the devil with Hillary. We're not going to deal with that. I'm going to deal with the two parties and what they offer and what the candidate is trying to see. See, the thing of it is that a lot of people listen to the rhetoric and they run off. But I heard somebody in the chat room was talking about that that he promised them this and that. That's just political rhetoric. If you're an idiot to believe that he's going to have your children go to school and they're not going to have to pay tuition and this, you're a fool. There's no way in the world that can happen or whatever. But you have ignorant voters and ignorant people that really think that. You got a better chance of getting free health care than that. But to get back to the point at hand is that, yeah, I talk on and I try to point out to them the ignorant, I don't call them ignorant, but they're the ignorant voter or whatever, because that's what put him in office, is the ignorant voter. And I try to point out to them what the rights and wrongs of it. And even still, there still is a black and white issue. And I keep trying to explain to them, your own race, and I'm just coming from an African-American man, your own race is a bunch of haters. Your own race pulls you down. So how can you say, well, whitey this and whitey that? When I tell my story, they look at me like, I know your story, but it hasn't worked for me. And I said, you know why it probably didn't work for you? Because you didn't apply yourself. Everything is no such thing. It's racism everywhere. It's racism here and racism there. But it's how you take the positive out of it. And sometimes you got to turn up a cheek. You have racism come from your own race.
You know, I got to tell you something. I'm listening over the last few days, and I'm listening to it over and over and over and over again, and I'm hearing how black people cannot be racist. It's just impossible. I'm sure you've heard this a million times. I don't get it, though. I don't understand it. I do not understand how that can be true in the purest term of what racism is.
Well, as I say to you before, progressivism and liberalism is a sickness, and it's even more of a sickness when you have people that turn the storm and stuff. And it is sad because it's getting people hurt. It's getting people killed now. There's some five officers or how many officers that famously got shot. That is sickening. That is despicable and sickening that you're having police is getting cut down now, and they can't do their job because they in Baltimore City, they're taking a gun out of their hand, and they want them to be they want them to compromise with a bunch of animals, and that's what they are. They're a bunch of animals, and my thing of it is, what's going to happen is you're going to have a lot of people, some people, sometime or another, are going to get tired. I'm not going to say what it's going to be, but they're going to get tired of this kind of stuff happening, the hardworking, law-abiding citizens. And then you have a president that every time something happens, if it happens to the police, he don't have anything to say about it. But if it happens to someone else, and Black Lives Matter, let's just be serious. Let's just be serious about it. They're a terrorist group, point blank.
Wow. You know, I hear you, and I kind of feel this. You know, somebody last night was telling me that let's not paint with a broad brush. BLM started for all the right reasons and yada, 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 yada. And my argument is this. They may have started for the right reasons. They may have started to try to bring light to a certain situation or what have you. But they've been hijacked then. They've been hijacked big time. And where are the founders of this group? Why aren't the founders speaking out going, hey, this is not what we did. This is not what we wanted.
They haven't been hijacked. These kind of groups are made like this, and they spin off to being something else because somebody's making money off of it. George Soros is sitting back somewhere laughing. Look at these fools. But it's like that with every organization, Hezbollah, places like that, and people like that. They're terrorist groups, but when they started off, they probably wasn't a terrorist group. They probably was a peaceful group. But then you have people that's at the top. And see what it is, the reason why, like I try to explain to someone about terrorism, when people blow themselves up, they think they're blowing themselves up for reasons that's been told by these people that's the hierarchy. The same way with Black Lives Matter. Oh, yeah, you're doing the right thing by shooting at police. And the person is so pumped up, they're not thinking. It's a life you're taking, an innocent life that you're taking. Things happen with the police. Let the Justice Department deal with it. Let me explain something to you. The police. want to obey rule of law and law and order. They don't. They just don't want to do it. They don't want to do it because they think that they're going to get away. One big problem with this is the invention of the camera phone. Now everyone is a photographer and this and that, and they don't tell the whole story. They edit what they want you to see. That's why you never listen to what's going on the radio. You turn and tune in the show, Real Side, and these other conservative talk shows. That way, at least you can get the truth, but hear both sides. The thing that happened to the young man in Baton Rouge, that was a different story. But that's a totally different story. We understand what's going on with that. And if the officers are wrong, if the Justice Department, and when they do the trial or find out whether they're guilty, if they're guilty, then they're guilty. I can abide by that. But let's not sit up and do what Miss Marla Mosby did, get $6.3 million to somebody that don't even, the case is not, they're not going to get on.
They're not going to get one conviction. Listen, somebody just sent me a bunch of numbers, okay? Check this out. 409 citizens were killed by the cops this year so far. 484 were male, 25 female, 238 were white, 123 were black. 420 had weapons on them. The rest they weren't sure of. I mean, I could go down the whole list of this. And
let's ask this question. I'm from New York. I traveled around because I was a military brat and everything, but and live in Maryland now. I have a home in Texas. Let's ask the question. Why don't these things happen in Texas and Arizona and these other places, but they happen in Chicago, these gun-free zones in Chicago, Baltimore, and Detroit? Why is that?
Why don't you tell me? Come on. Because
I'm interested to know what is the difference. You know what the difference is? Because they're not being run by a bunch of bleeding heart liberals and that Berkeley crowd and the people that have had their heads stuck up that you know where for the last 200 years.
No. That's cool.
Because I get upset because I serve my country. And Barack Obama is the biggest fool I've ever seen in my life. How the world can you sit up and pat this man on the back?
I wish I could hit a pause button on you and have you pick up right where you left off. I'm Joe Wasini, your host. Corey Duncan joins us, and you can hear he's passionate about what he believes. We'll be back in a minute.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. And what better way to bring, to usher us back in? Then have an almost an all-black band bring us back in. That was Earth, Wind, and Fire for you young folks who don't know any better. I am glad Corey didn't start singing. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. You know, Corey, I just, for some odd reason, this is an inside joke, people. None of you may get this. I'm just thinking you might be a Barry White fan. I don't know. It's just something that goes through my head from time to time. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation as I have on every week. Always enjoy having him on with me. Corey Duncan joins me here on The Real Side. Corey, thanks for being with me.
It's always a pleasure, Mr. Television.
You can just call me. Yeah, just call me Wolfman. That's what the other ones are doing anyhow. So, Corey, again, like I said, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me and your perspective on things, because you're being honest, you're being open, you're being passionate about these issues, and we need more of that. The person I had on last Wednesday night, she was coming from a standpoint that she said the problem is that we can't seem to have an open, honest conversation. And I said, yeah, it's because you've got us petrified. Not me, Joe, but the generic us is petrified because we don't know what we're allowed to ask. We don't know what we're allowed to talk about. right?
Well, personally, as always stated, and I'll say it calmly, is no white person should feel like they need, like they owe any minority anything. Here's my thing. Why is it that your own race takes and does things to you, and you turn a blind eye to it, but as soon as whitey does something, you want to jump on it when they're helping you? My thing, you know, then they take certain politicians, sports figures, entertainment figures, and they're Republicans or conservatives, and then they want to try to flip the script and try to make them be Democrats or liberals. My thing is, that's why I learned this 8 years ago when I was going to have a stroke, and I was talking to someone, and you cannot reach people like this. I had a professor at Texas A&M told me one time, he said, Mr. Duncan, you cannot reach everyone, but try to reach the ones that you can reach. But because a lot of them are just brainwashed or whatever into believing this la-la land and this cool, as I always like to say on my page, Corey Fred Duncan, and on Facebook, the Kool-Aid drinking crowd. That's all, whatever's in that Kool-Aid that Barack passed out or whatever, it must taste real good, because I just don't understand what is their mind thought about this. It's just so much I could go into about how silly these people are, and you explain it to them, and it's like they just still do not see it. How do you not see it? Your cities are garbage. No one wants to come into Baltimore City. Give me the prime example. A young man was killed a couple weeks ago. One of these rappers or whatever. I don't have to pronounce his name because I don't have enough tongue to pronounce his name. But my thing with this, they had a candlelight vigil for him the other day, and they shoot it up. And I'm like, the poor mother, she on TV, she like, all I want to do is just bury my son or whatever. And I'm like, you know who these jerks are, but they won't go after him. And the Baltimore City Police Department won't go after him, and the politicians won't go after him because they're in their pockets. That's why they won't go after him. I tell you what, you want to get it fixed? Let me go get some of my friends, and we can get the 82nd mechanized, and we can clean up Baltimore City. All we need is at least 6 hours, and you can clean up all these people. Because once we go in there, they'll stop. And that's what you need to do, is throw away the rule book for a minute, and you can fix all of this. You cannot fix it with people like Marilyn Mosby. Oh, that's just $6.3 million of taxpayers' money. No trial yet, but we're going to give them the money. Can you imagine? And I know I'm being racist what I'm about to say. Can you imagine how many Cadillacs and how much fried chicken has been? Okay, I'm going to leave it alone.
Oh, God. They're gonna kill me. You know that, right? They're gonna shoot me in the parking lot.
No, I want them to come to Bel Air, Texas. Come on down there, and you come to me and talk to me about it. Then we'll be on fair ground.
Well, look, and again, I agree with this. $6 million before anything was worked on, before anything was worked through, that was just bad all the way around. And Mosby, as far as I'm concerned, she should do more than just lose her license. You know, they're trying to get her disbarred right now. So, and the sad part about it is I don't think she needs that license to be the AG. Now, she needs the license to be able to practice law in front of the court, but she does not need that license, I don't believe, to have the cases that she has out in front of her. So it's irritating.
As I told you before, a lot of them got their job because of their daddies. They didn't get their job because of their merit or a lot of them got it because it was passed on to them or whatever. So the mayor and her and both of them need to go because the mayor is horrible or whatever. And you know, she wants to blame the governor, but if she had let the governor go in and bring the soldiers in, to bring calm and order, yeah, Baltimore City wouldn't have suffered as much as it did. And you know, my last commentary on this is this. No one, the police will not bother you, and this goes to all minorities that's sitting up making these excuses. If you're doing something that you're not supposed to do, the police is going to deal with you because it's the rule of law. And that's what this country's made. That's why we have certain laws and we have the Constitution.
Well,
you have to abide by it.
What about that BLM attorney on the They found out that she's a BLM or ACLU or something like that, about the attorney that wants to disarm the police, disband the police, and turn it over to community policing. Vigilantism, in essence.
Okay, so you want to turn it over to another SLA group. You want to turn it over to someone where it's though that we police in our own community. Yeah, half of the people that's talking about policing the community don't have an education. What they do is exactly what that young man, and I can't think of his name, and I can't find it right now, or whatever. But the thing with it is the fact that that's what kind of people is free. My thing with it is Barack Obama is exactly what he is. He's a community organizer. No, he's not a community organizer. He's a community chaos maker, and that's what he is, and that's what he's been doing. He runs, I told you, he is the man. Sit back, all of the liberals that's listening to me, sit back and look at him from a blind eye. He's a master manipulator. He knows how to play both sides against each other, and he just steps back, and then when everybody starts fighting, he comes in, he's the great savior. You're not a savior. You're the reason, and he's a cancer, and I cannot wait until he leaves office. Don't wish him, don't wish nothing, no harm to him, but he needs to go because he is the reason why all of this race baiting and everything's gone on. Did we have this when Bush was in office? No. Did we have this when Clinton was in office? No. But we have it when he's in office because he's supposed to be a black man. He's not a black man. I'm going to say this again. He's from Kenya. He's not a black man. It may not ever come out. You may not ever hear about it, but he's not no real American to begin with. And my thing of it is, how can you sit up and keep blaming whitey for all the minorities, especially my fellow black Americans? Take a good look in your, say all the men, take a good look in the mirror. Because if you're 40 and you're sitting on the steps until 3 o'clock to wait for the mailman to take my tax money that I worked hard for, and I get out of rank every day. I take care of my children. I make sure they have a good education. I serve my country. And my thing is, you sit on the steps waiting for a check that takes my tax money, and I'm not supposed to say anything? Are you serious? Barack Obama must have got off a spaceship from Mars.
Someday, I'm afraid to ask, but someday I'm going to ask you how you really feel about Barack Obama. The, and the bad thing about this is the first black president couldn't have been a, we could probably pick a dozen other black Americans that would have been better at this job, cared more about, you know, Colin Powell being one of them. You know, as goofy as he's been, and some of the dumb things that he's done, he would have been a much better president than Mr. Obama. Now, I am.
His came from pressure. That's where his has come from. You know, he's being pressured because I know Colin Powell. I mean, I served under him, and my thing with this is that, no, I think he's being pressured. And you have to understand, when a military man gets out of the military and becomes a politician, they don't ever become real good politicians. They generally get caught up because they're used to doing everything by the numbers. And my thing of it is that, no, I think he's being pressured. I don't think he's actually goes along with Barack Obama's.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I think you're on with that one. Listen, we're running out of time. And I know if I ask you one more question, we're going to be 20 minutes over. So I want you to tell people how they can find your writing. I mean, any way they can get a hold of you and converse with you.
Well, everyone acts like they're scared of me. You can text me, get me on Corey Perez Duncan on Facebook. Or you can get me on Twitter, Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter. All you have to do is send me a friend request, and you see the complete madness that goes on and the complete trashing of the liberal, the black liberals and everyone else that comes to my page, because I just can't stand it.
And I see them come on. I see what they have to say. And I'd love to be able to hit a button to send a shock back to the keyboard. Anyway, we're out of here. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stay with us. A lot more coming up in the top of the next hour. I want to thank Corey Duncan for being with me. We'll be back in just a few minutes.